There was plenty of drama last night in Montreal. The last of the 2023-24 NHL season for the Detroit Red Wings. After a dramatic 5-4 overtime win over the Montreal Canadiens to keep their playoffs alive on Monday, they would need another win against those same Canadiens, this time in Montreal last night, and still looking for some outside help from Philadelphia. The Wings fell behind late in the third period again and needed another miracle to try to keep their season going, and they got it. Following an icing call against the Habs with 7 seconds left, Detroit got the game-tying goal with 3.3 seconds left from David Perron to send the game into overtime. That point for going into overtime eliminated Philadelphia from playoff contention. However, not long after the Wings game went into overtime, the Flyers, who needed a regulation win against Washington to have any hope for the playoffs, decided to pull their goalie for an extra attacker with just over 3 minutes left, not knowing what was going on in Montreal. Philadelphia did that with the game tied at 1. The Caps took a 2-1 lead on an empty net goal by TJ Oshie. As the Wings had just beat Montreal in a shootout, the clock ran out in Philadelphia with Washington winning and ended the Wings' season. The Wings and Caps were tied with the same amount of points, but Washington got the playoff spot on a tiebreaker. Out in Vegas, the Golden Knights beat Chicago 3-1. The Blackhawks have one game left Thursday in Los Angeles. One game of note tonight has Edmonton at Arizona, the last game for the Coyotes franchise in Arizona. The NHL will move them to Salt Lake City next season. To baseball, where the Tigers beat Texas 4-2, Gio Urshela's RBI single and Matt Vierling scoring on a wild pitch in the 8th inning was the difference. The Tigers and Rangers meet again this afternoon at 1:10 from Comerica Park, a 12:45 pregame show on Newstalk Sports 94.9 WSJM. The White Sox and Royals were rained out in Chicago. They'll play a doubleheader today starting at 2:10 and at 5:10. The Cubs fell to Arizona 12-11 in 10 innings. Arizona tied the game at 11 with a solo home run with two out in the 9th inning. The Cubs and Arizona play again this afternoon at 3:40. At the NBA play-in tournament, the Lakers beat New Orleans 110-106, and Sacramento beat Golden State 118-94. Today, Miami's at Philadelphia at 7, and the Bulls host Atlanta at 9:30. The NCAA has put Michigan football on probation for the next 3 years for a recruiting violation during the COVID dead period back in 2020. High school sports from Tuesday in baseball, St. Joe sweeps Battle Creek Central 19-0 and 20-2. Lakeshore earned the split with Gull Lake. Lakeshore falls 6-4 in the opener, but takes game number 2, 2-0. Brandywine with a pair of 2-0 wins over Berrien Springs. Michigan Lutheran over Eau Claire 14-1. Our lead of the Lake over New Buffalo 6-5 in 9 innings. Niles with a sweep of Three Rivers 5-4 and 7-1. Coloma swept Fenville 19-2 and 17-2. South Haven and Bridgman split their doubleheader with the Rams winning game 1, 1-0, and Bridgman takes the second game 5-1. Waterleet with a sweep of Allegan 13-0 and 6-0. We have more baseball scores and the scores in softball, girls soccer, girls tennis, and track and field, as well as tonight's high school schedule on this station's website. With your morning sports for Wednesday, April 17th, I'm Dave Wolf.